It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, content manager for the WEKU stations. A listener posted on the webpage a response to comments we aired last week, claiming WEKU and NPR's programming is, as he said, as liberal and far left as you can get. Smitty wrote, "I'd repeat Stephen Colbert's witticism that reality has a well-known liberal bias. And I'd also point out that studies consistently show NPR listeners to be among the best-informed media consumers in the country, while Fox News viewers fall on the other end of the spectrum. Keep up the good work, NPR and WEKU." By email, Roy wrote, "I have to laugh whenever someone complains about how liberal your station is, considering the numerous studies that show that the most and best informed people get their news from NPR and newspapers. I fear that those who get theirs from a far-right propaganda network are so out on the fringe that the center looks like the left to them." On the WEKU Facebook page, Trevor weighed in with a comment, "Reporting facts equals liberal." Also on our Facebook page, a share of a Kentucky Public Radio story, "Panel votes to remove plaque that calls Jefferson Davis hero." Jacob commented, "The title of this news article is misleading." Chad followed up saying, "Not a hero nor a patriot, traitor is more fitting." We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time at weku at eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet at 889WEKU, or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. You can also call 800-621-8890 and follow the instructions that you will get there. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 649 or 849, or at 533 in the afternoon during All Things Considered on 889WEKU.